This is an Audio Wool original.
You watching that snow come down?
Are you going to sing Mariah Carey about the snow's coming down and watching it fall?
I don't do Mariah Carey this season. I only do fantasy.
Really?
Summertime Carey is the only Mariah Carey I need. Fantasy, and then that's probably it.
It's remarkably weird.
No ballads.
Frightening.
Welcome to Behind the Screams, the show behind the show. Isolation, bad roads, lack of vitamin D. The December season isn't entirely all cocoa, rosy cheeks, and jolliness, but that's okay, because Kelly has a list of feature films that's sure to get you through the worst of the dark days.
Correction, not just feature films.
Oh, like thing activities too?
Shows.
Okay, well, I might add some as well. I'm not sure yet. I am unprepared. Ooh, this has been a bit coming. I'm kind of concerned about what you would consider like a holiday horror film that would not necessarily be holiday. What are we doing?
Well, so essentially I was thinking about this because I honestly...
Also, I'm sick, everyone. I'm sorry. I should say, I sound snotty. I just got over a freaking bad something. I got a bug.
He doesn't sound great.
Should probably say that.
He was dying for a while.
Well, I laid still for 3 days for and then came out of it. It was pretty wonderful. That's my technique, is you quarantine and lay still 3 days straight.
The problem is you still sound dead.
Oh, you know, I feel wonderful.
Okay. Well, Byron, the whole point of this was I was really starting to count down the days to the 25 days of Christmas countdown.
Sure. You're a regular Hallmark Missy.
I am. And I really, like, I love it. I love it so much. But I got to thinking, like, you know, there are a lot of people for all sorts of reasons, good and bad, who really do not enjoy the holidays at all.
I legally can't say that I'm one of those people.
Oh, right, because of your thing. Yeah,
well, I have a podcast
on
my network.
I know.
Most wonderful pod of the year.
Well, but I started thinking, like, there's a lot of really cool stuff that came out this year. And in fact, I have some really good recommendations that you may not have seen yet in the horror genre that if you are not thrilled about the 25 days of Christmas or holidays,
whatever you celebrate. I mean,
yeah, this is something that is utterly unrelated to any holiday of this season and can put your brain in another direction and can actually be really fun. And it ended up, Byron, the reason I corrected you is a lot of them ended up being shows that I kind of stumbled upon separate from our watch lists this year.
Okay.
And it was a good year for movies. But holy cow, I feel like for horror TV, it might have been an unprecedented year.
I don't know about that. But you've got plenty of time to convince me.
Yeah, well, you just hang tight. We're going to start off with this show that starred one of the former, what were those, the guy in the phone booth, the British phone booth.
The guy in the phone booth? Doctor Who?
Doctor Who. Okay. Yep, him.
All right.
One of the former Doctor Who's, okay? And this, it was a limited series. I don't think that it's, like, going to be a second season or anything like that. But it came out a little bit earlier this fall. Hold on.
What's going on there?
Oh, sorry, I thought Cooper was getting into something.
Oh, Agent Cooper, the dog. All right.
Our dog, yeah. Came out a little bit earlier this fall. It was actually a British drama. 6 episodes, very spooky, has to do with this woman named Lucy who wakes up every single night at the exact same time, 3:33 a.m.
Switching hour.
I mean, yeah, it's in that zone, right?
I think so.
She has an 8-year-old son who will not speak.
Okay.
But for all of those people just counting the days to the next Ted Lasso season, it has Jamie from Ted Lasso's in it.
You should probably say his real acting name.
Why?
Because it's important to give people credit. Jamie Tart, of course, played by Roy Kent.
You're right. I should say Jamie Tart, played by Roy Kent. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Was I right there? Is that right?
No, Roy Kent and Jamie Tart are the two lead characters. Neither of them are the names of actors.
Jamie Tart.
You genuinely need to care.
But Jamie's a guy, though, in the show.
Yes.
Okay. And
have you really not watched Ted Lasso?
I have told you on many occasions that I do not watch that show. No.
Okay, but I thought that you had like finally gotten on board.
I don't want to see it. His name is Phil Dunster is his name, which is a great name as well.
It is a great name.
Yeah, you have yet to name the show you're talking about.
Yes, I did. I said The Devil's Hour. That was the first thing that I said. I actually led with that.
I didn't hear that part. But
I know. That's because you're sick. But I promise I did lead with that.
I'm not sick. The head is 100%. It's just the voice, unfortunately.
You sound awful, and I did lead with it, I promise.
Yes, and Peter Capaldi is the doctor that you're talking about. From Doctor Who?
Yes, Doctor Who. Uh-huh. And he plays a mysterious guy in it. You really don't want to read much about it because otherwise
you're going to spoil it. So why are we talking about it? What is it? You just said it's creepy.
I just gave a description of it.
All right, okay.
It's really quite good. And the woman who plays the lead, Lucy, Jessica Raine, she's really fantastic. Wonderful actress. I don't know anything about the Doctor Who's, but Peter Capaldi was a whole lot of fun.
Sure.
And I really do like Phil Dunster. Also, Nikesh Patel plays a really fun detective who can't handle blood, gets really sick anytime he sees blood.
He's got hemophobia. That's kind of fun.
Great character. Yeah. And highly recommend. It's an easy watch. They're about an hour each, 6 episodes. It's a real fun binge.
Oh, so it's just an easy, 6 hours.
For a show, that's a pretty easy binge.
It's mostly because I don't think that I haven't done a series that I can think of this year.
Metacritic gives it a 71%. Rotten Tomatoes, I think it has close to, or at one point had 100%.
Huh. I just got really upset that I think my viewings have changed because, I mean, I guess I watched Servant when Servant was on, and you've started that as well.
Oh, no, we fully binged. We are up to speed, ready for the next season that premieres in January.
Great.
Do you think she's...
Stop. Jesus Christ. Stop. Don't spoil the end of a series here, please.
It's not the end of a series. It's just the end of a season.
Great.
All right.
You're going to have to do a little bit better to sell me on whatever you're pitching next. You pretty much just said a woman wakes up every night at 3:33 and it's a creepy show.
Okay. She has this weird recurring issue and she wakes up and she's got this son that for some reason doesn't speak and she's estranged from her husband, who's Jamie Tartt.
These are all just characteristics of a woman. It doesn't tell me anything about the show.
And she starts feeling like maybe there's something from her past that she's not quite remembering.
Okay.
Her mother has an interesting past as well. And when she goes to visit her mother at the nursing home, her mother talks to somebody who isn't there.
Okay.
And you start to wonder, like, is her mother really crazy? Or is her mother actually seeing something that no one else can see, but it really is there?
Interesting.
And there's murder.
Okay.
And there are serial killers.
Cool.
And there's blood. And there's mystery. And there's Doctor Who.
Sure.
And there's...
Where did you find this? Where are you viewing this?
It's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that where you've been?
It's an easy watch.
Is that where you've been spending a lot of your time?
No, these are all over the place.
Fantastic.
My friend. All over the place.
The Devil's Hour.
The Devil's Hour.
Available now.
British.
Great.
It does look like it was renewed for a second and third season, but I don't know if it's going to be an anthology type thing because this was very specifically called a limited series.
Sometimes I feel like people exploit that term, and if it's successful, they branch into another season. Like, The Sinner kind of did that by looping in.
Oh, I still haven't seen that. Any good?
I loved it. I thought the first season was great. Jessica Biel did an incredible job. It's got Bill Pullman, and he's always incredible. It's another detective style show with like kind of dark mystery looming throughout. Ramps itself up. It's cool. I like it. I didn't get through season 2. But I think my parents have kept watching. I think there's 4 seasons now. I've heard it's good. It's still good.
What was wrong with season 2? What kept you away in season 2?
I think I just got... Sometimes I just get overwhelmed and I have to pull the ripcord, which is new for me. Because remember, old B, like season 3 or 4 B of the podcast, was a completist who felt the need to...
I still...
Watch and finish
understand.
Everything. So
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, which I... honestly agree with more.
I hope that I can return to that. This has been an odd year for me, and I think we'll probably talk about it during our year-end wrap-up. I got hit by something this year that has just, I've found myself kind of uninspired by the massive amount of content that we're being served, you know?
I feel like I've come through that phase, and now I'm like feeling very empowered to whittle it down to the good shit. And this one may or may not be controversial.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have another one, or are you still talking about Devil's
Hour? I've got quite a few. So this next one is not new this year, but there was a new season that came out this year, and it came out on Paramount Plus.
Okay.
Whereas previous years, I believe it was on like ABC or NBC or CBS or one of those stupid ones.
Stupid one?
To hear the full episode, subscribe to Friday Screamium at patreon.com/Friday. That's patreon.com/Friday.
You've been listening to an Audio Wall original, produced by Byron McCoy. Theme music provided by Cemeteries. For more programs like this, visit audiowall.co.